Happy Saturday, Tappers. What is going on? It is Saturday, June 30th. We are live here as I just wrapped up watching France and Argentina. I think I'm kind of in on France. I've been watching World Cup sparingly, you know, kind of on and off throughout the last few weeks. And the French team's awesome. Mbappe is a fantastic player. I am all in on Mbappe. I love it. Love it. Griezmann. I mean, can you cheer for France? Like, I know we always make jokes about the French. Like, can you cheer for France? I think you can. I think there's nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, it was just an absolute cracker of a match, as they would like to say. It was a great one with Argentina. Argentina continues to disappoint more than most international squads out there. Granted, though, we have one of the more disappointing squads at the United States. So I can't throw too much shade. But you guys know where to find us. SnowTapWI, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Also subscribe iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud. Shout out to Max, who got himself a free SnowTap t-shirt by answering the secret word in the Tapping of the Keg podcast. We will be doing that for a long while. I got a lot of t-shirts, actually. So we're going to be doing it on Tapping the Keg. If it kind of gets attention, if multiple people answer, maybe able to give out multiple t-shirts. We will see. But we appreciate that participation. Love that horn going out in the background there. Taping this once again from the phone. At some point, I'm going to be actually have a desk and be able to do that, but we're still in the process of moving in and everything like that. So I come to you live from my couch like I did last Saturday and getting going and don't have the pressure of having to move everything, and a little more easygoing Saturday than last time around, but it's damn hot. I have no air conditioning. I grew up without air conditioning, I've lived without air conditioning in the past, and definitely not afraid to do something like that. So not too sweaty. Definitely have the blinds closed, and we're just trying to survive here. But let's dive into it. Wanted to talk about David Stearns' comments that he made to the Appleton media. With Zach Davies' start, he was up there for the Timber Rattlers game. Davies left the game with a back injury. We'll talk about injuries here in a minute, but I thought Stearns had some interesting comments about Jimmy Nelson as well as what they may do at the deadline. So let's start with Jimmy Nelson. This is all coming from Matt Hepatis. He's a sports producer for WBAY. He did a great job sort of getting these quotes onto Twitter. Shout out to Matt. He said, Jimmy Nelson is a little bit behind schedule. He has yet to pitch off the mound. He's doing well, but it's a slower process. And he thinks Nelson will pitch for the Brewers this year. He just doesn't know quite yet. To me, that sounds like Jimmy Nelson will not be a part of this staff this year. I understand what David Stearns is doing, and he's trying to invoke some confidence in that there's a possibility Nelson could pitch this year. But the question is will he even be ready by the time we hit September? I mean, you could make an interesting argument that maybe Nelson is a long reliever in September and you get him acclimated to sort of how it goes, or maybe do something with what the Rays are doing and get him sort of into that grind of starting pitching so he's ready for the postseason. I think there would be a lot of discussion. Could Jimmy Nelson really be a vital contributor, or are we worried that he's not going to be that same pitcher yet and that it could be a troublesome thing for the Brewers? I'm unsure of that answer. That's a hard answer to really answer until we know exactly where Jimmy Nelson is. We have seen guys like Kyle Schwarber, who was hurt for the entire year, contribute at the very end. And now I think a batter versus a pitcher is far different. But even if Nelson's a guy who can give you multiple innings out of the bullpen and he's one of your best pitchers, or a guy who can come in, you know, baseball's crazy. I mean, you see playoff games where guys can only go two innings and they need someone to back it up. You don't know. Maybe Jimmy Nelson is that guy. I'm not sure. I think that there are roles for Jimmy Nelson that aren't just a starter at this point. And I think Brewers have to look at it. Obviously, in 2019, it'll be back to Jimmy Nelson being one of the frontline pitchers in this rotation without question. I think that'll probably be where it'll end up finishing. But we know that Nelson could potentially have some impact. And I love it. I love that opportunity, and we'll see. There are some in the Brewers Twitter world who think Nelson is kind of done for the year. I wouldn't rule that out either. I think that, you know, you have to be careful with pitchers, and if that's the best way to do it, then that's the best way to do it. So we'll see what happens with Jimmy Nelson there. Stearns then said this about the trade discussion, also from Matt Hip. Matty Hip on Twitter. That's a better way to say it. So I apologize to Matty for butchering his last name twice if he listens. Stern said they're in trade discussions and the goal is to improve the team if they can. That is sort of a PC answer. But then the next answer here, this is from Stern's about starting pitching. For us to go out and trade some young talent, potentially to acquire a starting pitcher, it's not going to really be to add that depth. It's going to be a guy that we think can lead the rotation. So this is important. This means that they're going to go after, they may have trade talks with DeGrom and Syndergaard, that they may be going after one of the biggest fishes in the sort of draft, the trade process. DeGrom would have 2.5 years left. He also made mention that Freddie Peralta, that was bound to happen, by the way. Freddie Peralta is planning to stay in the rotation. Seems like Freddie's going to get some opportunities to continue to start as long as he continues to pitch well. So it does seem like the Brewers are going to go after a big fish. If they're going to go for a starting pitching, it's going to be for a big fish. That makes sense to me because I feel like the Brewers have a lot of third starters, second starters. I don't think a J.A. Happ is going to make the difference on this Brewers team. I don't think a Tyson Ross is going to be the difference for this team. I think that is going to, you know, there will be a sort of these guys are going to have that ability. I think that is going to be it. I think if you're not going to go after a player like Ross or Hamels, because they don't need that guy. They have those guys. Those aren't going to make the team instantly better. What makes the team instantly better is a guy like Jake DeGrom. It's a guy like Noah Syndergaard. And on top of that, it's something that our guy Bobby mentioned. Bobby also has a great idea that we're going to debut at some point. I have to figure out how to do it, but I think we're going to do it. But anyways, Bobby pitched this idea to me. I think I've talked about it on the podcast. Getting Manny Machado as a rental, sure, but also getting Dylan Bundy. And now I wouldn't say Dylan Bundy could lead the rotation this year, but does Dylan Bundy have the potential to lead a rotation 2 or 3 years down the road? Absolutely. I mean, the guy was a top tier, top prospect, and he's shown signs of being really good. He struggled with home runs a few times, but I trust in what Derek Johnson can do with a young pitcher. I think that's another way to look at this lead the rotation comment. It might not actually be a DeGrom or Syndergaard. It may be a guy like Bundy, where it's like a guy that we see as a long-term answer to lead the rotation, a long-term ace. And so it's very interesting that Stearns would put that out there. Maybe it's to quiet some of the guys asking, hey, do you want to trade for Cole Hamels? Hey, do you want to trade for J.A. Happ? No, we don't want those guys. We want DeGrom. We want Syndergaard. I think Stearns knows that the Brewers have a window here. I think they understand. I looked at the playoff race today, and it's amazing that I thought the NL would be deeper. And the NL actually is deeper. They have more depth than the American League, but they have less great teams. Like right now, it's pretty much set on who the playoffs is going to be, barring a magical second half run. It's going to be the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Indians, the Astros, and the Mariners. Now, you still could have other things happen. There still could be much other things on the table, but that's a legitimate possibility. And then in the NL, it's far more unpredictable. Braves are leading, but not by much, of the Phillies and Nationals. Brewers are leading the NL Central, but not by much, over the Cubs and Cardinals. The Arizona Diamondbacks are leading the NL West, but not by much, over the Dodgers. And you have teams like the Cubs, Phillies, Dodgers, Nationals, all, and I think the Giants aren't too far behind, all in the mix to potentially be a wild card team. It is going to be a really fun summer in the National League for that reason. So the Brewers, to make a splash like DeGrom, would separate themselves and potentially make them a World Series favorite. I think that is a real opportunity and a real chance for the Brewers. And I think the Brewers would love to do that. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if they make any moves. Speaking of making moves, they may have to put someone else on the DL. The Brewers continue to have some injury issues, and I don't know if it's push the panic button yet right now, but you have, after last night, you have Ryan Braun leave the game with back tightness. You also had Christian Yelich leave the game with back tightness on Thursday. I have no idea what the fuck they're doing in Cincinnati. I don't know if the bed's there just stuck or what, but just absolutely terrible with what's going on there. And I just hate it. Like, I hate to see more injuries. Lorenzo Cain, obviously, out with a groin strain. That's unfortunate. Lokane could be back by next Thursday, which would be great, which would definitely be an addition to this team. And then, but with Yelich and Braun, we have no idea. One could go on the DL. The Brewers are lacking in outfield depth. Really, all they have left from an outfield perspective is Eric Thames, Hernan Perez, and Keon Broxton. Those are your starters, really, until going forward. And yeah, you could call up Domingo Santana and bring him back into the mix if the Brewers decide that Yelich or Braun needs to go on the DL, or can you wait until, I think it's Thursday, when Kane could come back? You know, and then also Zach Davies also had a back injury, and he left after getting shelled in Appleton. So who knows? Who really knows what's going to happen with that all with the Brewers? Because the Brewers right now are a little bit of a mash unit, a little bit banged up. They can ill afford any injuries. I think you'll always have parts of the season. Unfortunately for the Brewers, it happens right when all the shit's hitting the fan, with just, they do not have any sort of time off, like no time off whatsoever. So it is basically just all coming when they have no time to sort of heal up. The Brewers have to play every day until the All-Star break. So it's going to be a stretch. It's going to be a grind, and the Brewers got to keep going. I mean, how they played against Cincinnati yesterday was great. I think today is going to be really tough for the reasons we mentioned. Also, the fact that it is going to be red hot in Cincinnati, meaning the balls are going to fly. So could be you're looking at maybe a 10-8, you know, something crazy of a ball game for the Brewers. And I'm a little unsure. I hope it goes better. I hope it goes well for the Brewers, but could be a rough one today at the ballpark. But they will be playing again on later today, and we'll see what happens there. Should be a fun one. I love the 3:10 starts. Give me the 3:10s all the time. It's always a good time to crack a beer, start watching, and enjoying baseball. All right, speaking of cracking a beer, you got Summerfest tonight. Mitch tried to cuck me on this, on the Tapping the Keg. So if you did listen to Tapping the Keg, you're probably like, oh, I heard this already. But for those who might not be Tapping the Keg listeners, you can always go back and listen if you'd like. But here we go. So tonight, there really isn't much. Once again, kind of a lame lineup. Maybe that's intentional. Maybe to keep the Saturday craziness. I don't think there is one must-see. There really isn't. I mean, Mitch would tell you it's Third Eye Blind. I'd say Third Eye Blind's a good time. Listen to Third Eye Blind. Third Eye Blind will probably tell you all about what sort of activism movement they're ahead of. I mean, they're definitely a political band, which I don't know. Do you guys like that? Do you guys like when people just talk about all different activism things? I think last time I saw Third Eye Blind in concert, I don't know, 3 years ago, they were talking about clean milk or something about not using dairy. I couldn't really remember what the fuck it was, but it was definitely a little obscure. So I guess Third Eye Blind is the band to see. Florida George... line who's worse than most thing, worse than this Heat is going to be the headliner. Definitely, as Mitch noted, there'll be some eye candy out at Summerfest tonight. Sure, the smokes will be. It's weird that BB Rexha is their opener. Talk about how Florida Georgia Line just really doesn't give a fuck about country music. That BB Rexha is their opener. BB Rexha has a great song out right now, actually, called, I think it's called Self Control or some shit like that. It is fantastic. Great summer jam. She kind of stinks, but that song's fire, so worth mentioning. Buddy Guy at the Roadhouse. I'm not big into Buddy Guy. If you are a bluesy fan, all up your alley. Kaleo's a good rock band at Briggs Big Yak Yard, worth checking out. And the why the fuck are they there is Phil Vassar at the U-Line Warehouse Center. Everyone will go see Phil Vassar and whatever, but I could give less of a shit that Phil Vassar is here. For those who do it every year, God bless you. It's the same set every fucking year, but I know it's tradition for a lot of people, and I appreciate traditions. I'm not going to shit on it. So enjoy that if you are. Stay cool tonight. It'll be a sweaty one, so shorts, sandals. Maybe you can get away. Today is the type of day you can get away with a tank top out at the bar. I'm not saying it's something you should do all the time, but it's something you can get away with today. So if you do that, I don't knock your hustle at all. Tappers, take care. We may be back Sunday. I think we are. Actually, I take that back. We are going to be back Sunday. NBA free agency begins at midnight tonight Eastern time. So we will have a podcast tomorrow. I don't know when. Probably we'll wait on some free agency news. Obviously, the Bucks make headlines. We'll be talking about it. If LeBron makes headlines, we will for sure be talking about that. We'll see what happens, and we'll see if we have some answers about NBA free agency as soon as tomorrow. I hope so. But anyways, take care of yourselves. Have a good Saturday. Stay cool. You see me out tonight. I'll probably be bouncing around. I would love to talk to you about Daily Tap. Would love to talk to you about tapping the keg and what we're doing here. And of course, I will buy you a beer. I'll buy you a shot, whatever you prefer. And we'll get it captured for the gram. So take care, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye.